Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New voter information now shows even more why we must stop H.R. 1. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is an outrageous bill. And if this were to pass, it would make America a third world country. We would no longer have any fair or free elections. There would no longer be any Republicans in office. This is very, very important.
Yeah, it is a very dangerous bill because it will mandate same-day voter registration. In other words, you can come to the polls 5 minutes before the polls close and register to vote right then and there. Well, you're not going to have any opportunity to determine whether this person is legitimate. In fact, this particular bill, H.R. 1, that's now in the Senate, would prohibit any kind of resistance to someone, whether they didn't have any ID, because voter ID would be removed, it would be banned, and these are for federal elections, House, Senate, President. You would require under this bill that no-fault mail-in ballots. You would be able to do things online where you send ballots online. You would register people 16 years and up. Why would you register people that are 16 years old or 17 years old when they're not legally capable of voting? And we're talking about not citizens, we're talking about people. So we're talking about people who are not legal citizens of the United States would be registered to vote automatically. So this thing goes on and on and on. But Holly, there's new information. There was a task force that President Trump created. In fact, one of my good friends was on the task force, Ken Blackwell. He was the first African-American mayor elected in Cincinnati, the first elected to statewide office. He was treasurer and then secretary of state. He has been an election observer in places around the world, such as Egypt. He's very, very versed in this issue. He was on that task force. So was J. Christian Adams on that task force. He was a former Department of Justice attorney and also an election expert. That task force was to look at election integrity. This was after President Donald Trump became president, and he created this task force of highly qualified people. But the Democratic states and secretaries of states resisted, and they would not give over the voter information to look at what kind of irregularities had taken place in the past elections. This was before, of course, the 2020 election. And then they sued this task force with at least a dozen lawsuits to try to stop it. It was not able to do its job, and so therefore it never completed its job. But J. Christian Adams continued with his investigation, created an organization to do continued research, and he looked at the voting rolls of 41 states. Now again, this is before 2020. To get the data right now in 2020 is going to take a little bit longer. But looking at 41 states, the voter rolls, he says this, it appears, and I'm quoting him, it appears there are hundreds of thousands of undetected dead registrants casting ballots, registrants with multiple registrations within the same state and different states. He said there are, quote, people voting twice across state lines, and many registered at improper commercial addresses like casinos, gas stations, and restaurants. And he then goes on to say there's a number of different abnormalities, but he found, like, for example, deceased voters in 41 states that totaled 350,000 deceased voters. Michigan was one of the top problem states, even though its population is ranked 10th in the nation. There were 37,889 people who appeared to be registered and voted twice from the same address in 2018. Votes were cast from non-residential addresses in 2018, totaling 34,000 votes. And it just shows how much fraud's already in the system. H.R. 1 will actually expand and legalize that kind of fraud.
Right. You're just opening up the floodgates to this. I mean, just talk about ID for a moment. Think about all the ways, all the things you need to do to have ID, right? You need ID to drive. You need it to get on a plane, to purchase alcohol. Why would you not use ID to identify yourself to vote for the president of the United States or any of your elected officials? Why would that not be a good thing?
Yeah, well, because they
don't. Unless you want fraud.
Unless you want fraud. That's
right.
Exactly right. I mean, you have to, if you're going to go visit the White House, for anybody who's done that or any place like that, you have to show, well, first of all, you have to pre-register. They look at your Social Security and they look at a background check. And then you go and you actually present your identification. Otherwise, you're not getting in.
Right. This bill will make us like Venezuela, where they already have the elections
no voter ID rigged,
and you would not have a choice.
Bans voter ID.
Right.
So, in other words, all these states that are looking into the 2020 irregularities, and what we're talking about here right now is the 2018 irregularities that J. Christian Adams has been reporting on. But those have been compounded in 2 years later in 2020. And those numbers are going to be even worse when we look at the voter rolls there. For example, we did our own research in Pennsylvania, and we found lots and lots of people in Pennsylvania that are dead, that died in the late 1800s, that had been dead for 100 years. And not only were they dead, but in addition to that, they actually asked for mail-in ballots. And believe it or not, many of those mail-in ballots that were requested came back with votes registered on those mail-in ballots. These are from dead people right. in Pennsylvania. So what J. Christian Adams is saying regarding what he found in the 41 states in the 2018 election, we also found in Pennsylvania with regards to these dead individuals that were registered and, you know, voting. I don't know how you do that other than fraud. So, you know, this particular H.R. 1 says you can register same day, so there's no ability to check the legitimacy. And by the way, even if you had time, 5 minutes before the polls close, which you wouldn't, you can't ask for voter ID. If they have a mail-in ballot, you have to presume that it's valid, so you have to count it. It's only after the count that, in fact, you would be able to do some investigation, but by that time, this mail-in ballot is already mixed in with everybody.
Right.
So you have mail-in ballots that come from invalid addresses, invalid people, illegals, somebody who's voted in multiple precincts. You know, right now there's some states that have these sharing of information, and that means they can share information real time to see, well, did somebody, say, for example, Florida and maybe a northern state, because people come down in the winter and they may vote in intentionally or unintentionally in both states. And they'll share information. No, this person already voted in Michigan. They can't vote in Florida. Or they voted in Florida. They can't vote in Michigan. This would ban all of that. Right. It would ban the states cooperating with one another to see if somebody voted twice in two different states or more than once in two different states.
And you see what's happening at the border. I mean, they're encouraging all these illegals to come over, hundreds and thousands, to continue to add to the people that can vote, whether you're illegal or a citizen or not. You see the strategy going on here.
Yeah, it mandates absentee ballots, these mail-in ballots. It mandates them. And people will get these mail-in ballots sent out to them, whether they've asked for it or not. It will force states to accept these mail-in ballots up to 10 days after the election, so you'll never know what happened on election night.
You know, I remember in 2020, I think I had several absentee ballots in my mailbox of people that I'd never heard of.
Right, right. And you could just turn those back in, and under this, you wouldn't have to identify them or verify them. In fact, you couldn't. If, in fact, you resisted somebody that came with a desire to vote and you found that they weren't legal or other reasons and you resisted that, you could be fined up to $100,000 and face up to 5 years in jail.
You know, if we thought the election of 2020 was a nightmare and all the fraud that was going on, this is just going to open the floodgates. We have got, as a church, we've got to pray, we've got to stand up, and we've got to act and contact our legislators and say no.
Absolutely. So this is what we want you to do, because time is of the essence. We've already had this referred to a Senate committee. It's passed the House, it's in the Senate, and they're trying to push this through the Senate. We will never have a free election again if this bill passes.
Never.
go to lc.org/HR1, lc.org/HR1. We'll have information where you can learn more about this. We want you to fax the members of the Senate. We want you to sign the petition, and we want you to call your members of your Senate. Now, you may have senators that are not going to be responsive. Well, sign the petition and fax, because these faxes and petitions are going to go to select senators that can actually move the needle and stop this bill. Time is of the essence. We need to stop this H.R. 1 bill that's now in the Senate. Go to lc.org/HR1.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.